Good morning and welcome to Citizens December 2nd, 2025 Information Systems Advisory Committee meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 10 a.m. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens board and committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chairman Butts, may I proceed with roll call?
Please.
Thank you.
No.
Chairman Butts?
Here.
Governor Beck Smith?
Here.
Governor Shelton?
Here.
John Vaughn?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Great. Thank you so much. Welcome. Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving last week. Don't anticipate today's meeting taking that long, but to start off, entertain a motion to accept the minutes from our prior meeting.
So moved.
A second.
Thank you. Is there a second? Great. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 And with that, the adopted and turn it over to Aditya.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and the governors. Sorry about that. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and the governors. We have two consent items for review today. The first one is the document generation software. I would like to share a little bit of background about this software. This is what we use today to generate all the electronic documents from our insurance systems, such as deck pages, cancellations, renewals, et cetera. Our contract with the incumbent vendor expires in 2027, March of 2027, actually. So through a competitive solicitation, we selected a vendor, a different vendor, for best value. And I would like to share a little bit of details about the vendor and what's the selection process behind it. This vendor, Ghostcraft, offers significantly lower annual license cost compared to the incumbent vendor. However, there is a $1.4 million one-time fee to convert our existing templates to the new technology. That is the cost, the one-time cost with conversion. So overall, including the conversion cost and some contingencies, this new vendor choice is still less expensive than the current vendor. The vendor disclosed the details behind their cost. It's vendor confidential. That's why I'm not able to share it on this call. However, if any of you are interested, I'll be more than happy to review that information with you. Any questions for me on this software? Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, if I may, read the recommendation. Raina, can you please go to the recommendation section?
Aditya, just so you know, this is Barbara.
Oh, sorry, Barbara.
I just heard from the chairman, and he's having intermittent problems with his internet, so it is struggling, but he is still online, and he said go ahead and read the recommendation, please.
Okay, sure. If you could scroll down to the recommendation section, please. Okay, yeah, further below there. I don't see this. Okay, keep scrolling down, please. Oh, okay. Well, let's go back to the...
It's right there at the bottom, Aditya, committee consent.
Yeah, sorry, it's titled differently. Okay, so the board authorizes citizen staff to execute and renew the contract as listed above. The board also authorizes staff to modify the contract in citizen's best interest, including revising pricing, adding related services, executing a six-month contract extension. These actions are required to be consistent with citizen's purchasing policy. I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
I believe the chairman was asking for a motion to approve, and I'll go ahead and make that motion.
Second.
Thank you, Governor Becksmith. Is there a second? Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Great. Passes. Thank you, Aditya.
Thank you. So the next item on the agenda is the Omnibus Part 2 item, please. So background on Omnibus action item, there are two parts to this. This is for all technology spend from May through December. That's in Part 2. Everything that was in January through April was already presented at the September board and got approval. And at the September board, we previewed what would be included as part of our Omnibus Part 2. And the information remains the same, nothing has changed. So you have seen these numbers that I'll be reviewing on the next slide. Next slide, please. So this should look familiar to you. Our total Part 1 and Part 2 combined total is $25.3 million. Out of which $21.98 million was in Part 1. It was approved at the September board. And what you see today is that Part 2, $3.365 million. And the makeup of that Part 2 is shown to the right side at the bottom. You can see that out of the $3.365 million total, the software makes up the significant component there, $2.8 million. Professional and staff aug is about $181,000, and infrastructure is $332,000. Next slide, please. So this slide here shows the Part 1 and Part 2 and the combined totals up at the top. Again, this is what you saw at September time. Our Part 2 at September time were estimated numbers. Nothing changed. They are still the same numbers. In the middle, right here in the top table, you see the Part 2 comparison between 2025 and 2026. Our 2025 totals for Part 2 was $5.037 million. And we are projecting that spend to go down by $1.67 million to $3.365 million. So there is a net reduction of our IT technology spend combined Part 1 and Part 2, a total of $4.84 million. That significant reduction is achieved through a few things. On the next slide, please. So the significant reduction in the spend is largely due to multi-year renewals that we accomplished last year, reduction in the number of licenses for staff, elimination of legacy systems, reduction in our data center footprint. So we went down from 2,500 square feet to 750 square feet at our colo facility, all of those resulting in the cost savings that you're seeing here. Any questions before we go to the recommendation?
Any questions? No good. Aditya, if you would go ahead and read the recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Based on the current projections, the estimated spend by category is summarized below as operational needs are dependent on variable factors such as hurricane response needs and policies in force. Purchases and expenditures may vary from current. The recommendation is at the bottom. The committee recommends that the board approve the proposed board consent for technology infrastructure, software, and professional and staff augmentation services Part 2.
Great, thank you. We'll entertain a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Governor Shelton. Thank you, Governor Becksmith. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great. Passes. Aditya, anything else?
Yes, I have just one question for some of the committee members. We have pre-calls today. I wanted to ask you if you see a need for me to attend those calls since it'll be the same two items that we covered on this meeting today.
I am good person.
Okay.
Yeah, same with
Governor
me.
Shelton? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I'm
That's all I
fine.
have for today.
Great, thank you very much. I believe, did you keep me honest on this, that will conclude the meeting?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Hey, any other
Nope.
business, Aditya?
No, there's
Great,
nothing
thank
else.
you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. With that, look forward to seeing everybody next week and talk then. This meeting.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.